Students and faculty at the University of Georgia are trying to make a big space smaller, conceptually at least. They're exploring how wireless devices can shrink the space between people and between people and their environment. It's part of a project to tap the true potential of an existing technology. Joshua Leves reports from Athens.
Scott Champ is the director of the University of Georgia's New Media Institute, a think tank that experiments with emerging technology. He believes wireless technology, the kind some people already use to access the internet without plugging into anything, can change the relationship people have to information.
People have always talked about information as though it were a destination. You know, you go to a book, you go to the library, you go to an expert, or you go to the internet. And what we want to do is explore what information might be like if it were a companion, something that traveled with you, something that enriched your life, enriched the experiences that you went through on a day-to-day basis.
So Champ is creating an area in which anyone with a portable computer, a handheld personal digital assistant, or even a highly advanced cell phone will be able to access a wireless network for free. All they'll need is a special card giving their device the ability to transmit wireless frequencies using a technology called wireless fidelity, or Wi-Fi. Champ says the wireless zone will cover 24 blocks of downtown Athens, encompassing the campus as well as bars, restaurants, shops, even a couple of government buildings.
We're going to be creating a wireless cloud over this entire area so that anybody who comes into this space with the right type of device, a Wi-Fi enabled device, is going to be able to get information about what's going on in Athens at this point in time. Going to be able to find out about the entertainment options, going to be able to find out about the restaurants, going to be able to tap into the happening.
To make that possible, undergraduates are building the wireless network.
Okay, basically, guys, what we're going to be working today is working with connectors.
In a small computer laboratory, senior Karim Delgado is teaching four classmates how to build the 1.5-foot-tall antenna that will be placed on 10 light poles throughout the area. The small antenna will relay information from people's wireless devices to a large antenna on top of the 9-story New Media Institute building. The total cost, only $85,000. And since the zone is relatively small, it can provide high bandwidth, transmitting up to 11 megabits per second, a much faster rate than some mobile phone companies offer wireless internet customers. Scott Champ is assigning students whose inclinations are more creative and less technical the task of developing the content people will be able to access within the wireless zone.
I'm a guy who was raised on 3 television stations when I grew up. I'm not going to come up with a compelling application for what will drive people to wireless. These students who are weaned on the internet are the ones who understand these new relationships with information, and they're going to be the ones that are going to come up with the next cool thing that you can do that is going to make it so that people have to have wireless.
Seniors who are pursuing a special certificate of achievement from the New Media Institute just found out that their senior project is to develop content for the wireless zone. And although the zone won't be fully up and running until December, the students are already working on ideas. For example, Abigail Smith wants to add location-based technology to help students find their friends.
So anyone who's logged into the downtown network, you know, you would put their name on your buddy list, and maybe with the location-based technology, you might be able to see where downtown they are. So not only do you know that they're in the area somewhere, but you also know where they are. And you can say, hey, you know, so-and-so's having lunch over at Rocky's, let's go over there and meet up and grab a slice of pizza and catch up, see what they've been up to lately.
Students have also suggested making menus available and letting people place orders over their wireless devices, so by the time they get to the restaurant, the food's ready. 22-year-old Daniel Lundy wants to create a paintball game in which people could hunt each other down, turning their signals on and off to evade each other.
Theoretically, you would want, like, virtual reality glasses, VR glasses, and a gun, and you could, like, run around and, like, play paintball, but in a virtual setting in downtown Athens.
These ideas might happen, eventually, but the first things available to wireless users will be a bit simpler. Athens has a large music scene. It's home to REM and the B-52s, among other bands, and students are building a database that will show who's performing where and when and offer reviews. Scott Champ says the only rules he's giving his students are that the content has to be free and make people want to use wireless technology. He says the internet was created in an academic environment with similar rules.
They didn't think about how to make a profit off of it. All they thought about was how to do things better with information. And they came up with an infrastructure that was built on this new way of thinking about information. And that was really the start of the World Wide Web.
But businesses in Athens are already thinking about how profit might play in. Creighton Cutts is owner of a novelty shop called Frontier that sells things like antiques, soaps, and candles. His store doesn't have a website. He never saw a reason to. But he does want to create content for the wireless network.
I could immediately see that somebody's walking down the street with a Palm Pilot or their cell phone that wanted to access this information. They could get within 50 yards of my store, and I could do a little pop-up 10% coupon if they walk in and show me the advertisement working on their cell phone.
But people will be discouraged from using credit cards to buy things over their wireless devices. Scott Champ says the network will not be secure. In fact, he tells students to use it only for things they would do in the middle of a park with their mothers watching. Champ thinks of the new wireless zone as a sandbox, allowing his students to play and see what kinds of castles they can build. He says they just might come up with a brilliant idea that could someday change the way people live. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Athens.